This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to handle being interrupted by senior executives. When the room goes quiet on you. How to reclaim your voice in front of senior executives. What happened? Getting interrupted or talked over in meetings is a frustrating reality for many professionals, especially when the people doing it hold more organizational power. Recent coverage highlights a growing conversation about what to do when senior executives cut you off, redirect attention, or simply act as if you haven't spoken. The problem isn't just rude behavior. It's a communication crisis that most people handle badly. The communication angle. So what do you actually do when a VP talks over you mid-sentence? Most people do one of two things. They stop talking and go quiet, or they try to raise their volume and power through. Both are mistakes. Going silent teaches the room that you can be dismissed. Talking louder turns a professional moment into a confrontation. Neither move gets you what you actually want, which is to finish your point and be taken seriously. The real move is what I call a calm re-entry. You wait for a natural pause, then you say something like, "I want to finish the thought I started," because it connects directly to what you just said. Notice what that sentence does. It doesn't apologize. It doesn't attack. It creates a logical reason for the room to give you the flow, and it ties your point to the interrupter's own words. You're not fighting for space. You're making space irrelevant. The deeper problem is that most professionals wait until they're already being ignored to think about this. That's too late. Your credibility in a room full of executives is built before you open your mouth. It comes from how you position your first sentence. If you open with a hedge, "I just wanted to quickly add," you've already told the room your contribution is optional. Open instead with "wait. Here's what the data is telling us that we haven't addressed yet." Now you're harder to skip over. There's also a pattern-breaking technique worth knowing for chronic interrupters. If one specific executive cuts you off repeatedly across multiple meetings, address it directly and privately. Not in the moment and not in an email. In person, before the next meeting. Keep it short. "I've noticed I sometimes get cut off before I finish a point. I want to make sure my ideas land clearly. Can we figure out a better way to handle that?" You're not complaining. You're problem solving. That framing changes everything about how the conversation goes. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-pressure speaking environments gives your framework for reading the room's power dynamics before you speak, so you're not reacting to being dismissed, but actively preventing it. The techniques there are built specifically for moments when the stakes are high and the audience is skeptical or distracted. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes meeting, write down your single most important point and craft your opening sentence for it. That sentence should state the stakes, not your opinion. Instead of "I think we should reconsider the timeline," try "the current timeline creates a compliance risk we haven't priced in." Lead with consequence. Executives pay attention to risk and cost. That one sentence is your insurance against being talked over. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.